Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Charlie Feng. Charlie is the co-founder of Clearco. Clearco is one of the top startups in Canada. They're a fintech company that uses AI to democratize access to capital. Charlie's job is to build teams and products, make them shine, and then move on to the next. He did this with nearly every team in the company, and he has held 7 titles in 5 years. His strategy has 10x'd the company's growth. The company's headcount has more than doubled. Clearco was just named number 2 on LinkedIn's Top Startups Canada. They've raised $215 million from SoftBank Vision Fund 2 just weeks after a $100 million Series C round that quintupled their valuation to $2 billion. Today, he's going to teach you about innovative approaches to business financing. He's going to talk about alternative funding models if you're looking to raise capital. He's also going to give some tactical advice on how to scale efficiency, some early revenue and startup lessons that he's gained from his experience, as well as commitment strategies, how to get a customer to spend more money with you, which is very hard when you're just starting to build your business.
And that is probably the biggest pain, like when it comes to keeping your business going. But the model you took is very different. And I think the model you took is very novel. And I think Clearco has a pretty good name and a lot of people know it. But for people that don't, explain what a traditional, for people that have never raised money before, explain what the traditional process is for a founder who's looking to go get money, and then explain why Clearco is different and maybe why you chose to do it differently.
Yeah, so I'll talk a bit about kind of the landscape maybe before Clearco and now this new generation of alternative capital that, you know, we're pretty excited that this new kind of class of assets, this asset class has kind of more risen up over the last couple of years. But traditionally, as a business owner, you have two choices. You could either go to the bank and get debt. So you put, you know, it's usually personally guaranteed, unfortunately. You put some kind of collateral on the line, whether you have a factory or, you know, a property, you put that on the line and you get debt. So essentially you get liquidity from a fixed asset. And then the other way is you get access to capital by raising equity, which is what you see on TechCrunch and kind of all the traditional raising capital, people call it. And that is by trading away a portion of your company. So let's say you give away 20% of your company to a venture capitalist and they give you X amount of money to hopefully build your business, right? And they're hoping that you'll make it big. So are you. One thing we realize is that two interesting factors. One is for a lot of the new generation of businesses, these kind of online digital businesses, they are almost by definition asset light, right? Like an e-commerce store, they don't have a factory. They don't have these physical assets or an oven or something you could kind of collateralize against. So going to the bank is oftentimes not an option. Or kind of what we see as kind of an advantage being asset light is actually seen as a disadvantage in the face of kind of getting money from the bank. And for a lot of these businesses that are e-commerce, for example, or these digital businesses, they are already generating revenue. These are businesses we're talking about that are not, so a lot of the businesses that we're funding are these revenue generating online businesses. They already kind of done the R&D where they already have the product there. And they kind of know that for every dollar they put into Facebook or every dollar they put into marketing, advertising, they get $2 out on the other side, right? So then to give away equity every time you're running a Facebook ad is not the best trade. So that's kind of what we started to figure out, like, is there a different way to fund these businesses that's a bit more efficient? And I think our belief is always that about around the idea of what is the most efficient way to capitalize or fund your business. So if you are an R&D heavy business, we're doing AI and new technology, pharma, you probably should raise equity. We partner up with a lot of VCs and we think equity is great. It's truly risk capital. It's for things that are in that 0 to 1 phase. But once you're kind of going from that 1 to 10, you're scaling phase, sometimes that doesn't make as much sense anymore. And that's why we built Clearco.
Are there any other, like, if you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire,
you need Indeed.
Lessons or learnings, things that you've succeeded at or failed at and have learned from that 0 to 1 phase. So we sort of spoken about founder market fit, product market fit, first hires. What about scaling from 0 to 1? What does that process look like? What's the testing process, the experimenting process, channels that you should try, when you should give up on channels, if you should at all? Like, what's that whole mindset of scaling? Because that's tough too.
Yeah, I'll first talk about I'll talk a little bit about experimentation, because I think I spent a lot of time doing that. But first, I'll talk about a story where a mistake I made quite early on that I've taken with every other business I built, which is kind of not charging your customers early enough, and kind of going back to that idea of, you know, you measure a person's kind of intentions by the actions they make rather than the words they say. And I think that's very true when it comes to, you know, this marvelous product that you've built. And the question is, well, does anyone ever want it, right? And I think for my first company, first product, I remember kind of doing a lot of customer development interviews. I talked to 100 people. I got a lot of people on wait lists. And I got a lot of people who said, you know, I like that. I think what you're building is great. All these kind of strong, positive words of encouragement. And then what it hit me is that, you know, I didn't ask them for their credit card. I didn't ask them to pay for anything. And then when I did, when, you know, we finally spent months to build a product, it turns out that a lot of the positive words were, they were caveated with kind of other reasons why they couldn't pay, or why they were still missing this one feature, or why I was still missing this something, and kind of made me realize that the in the early days, what you really care about is learnings. You're trying to maximize the quality of learnings and kind of the quality of learnings, quality of the feedback, and charging. Because, you know, when I was kind of starting my first company, it was, I always thought that, you know, I don't want to charge people money because they're my early supporters. They're oftentimes friends or people I know. And as a result, I don't want to, you know, take money from them. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much about charging people for the sake of making a dollar, or making money, but it's really about how do you maximize your learnings. And charging people, it's one way to increase what they increase the learnings, right? And it's really about how do I maximize the efficiency of my feedback. I have a certain period of time. Companies don't die because of companies usually die because founders give up. Companies die because you run out of time. Time is your most valuable asset when you're building a business in that 0-1 phase. And the important thing is how do I maximize the efficiency of every day or month I spend doing that. And sometimes, for example, if you're working in the more enterprise section of businesses, like if you're working like a potential six-figure deal in the future, you might not want to charge your first customer, your inaugural first customer, you know, six figures. But even charging them a $0 invoice is actually quite good, because what it does is that for that large enterprise, if you're making an enterprise of over 100 or a few hundred people, sign and do a $0 invoice, it actually makes their legal team to review the invoice. It makes the finance team, you know, they have to do all the procedures, right? And it makes them actually have to commit, even though they're not paying anything monetarily, it's a much higher commitment than just kind of a pilot with literally no strings attached. And I think what you're trying to do is, again, maximize your learning. So this could be done via charging people, asking them for the credit card, and you'll see, you know, people's real reasons and excuses come out. Or you could do another way for consumer apps is you really measure how they use the app. So you don't care so much about the number of signups. We care about the daily usage or time they spend on the app and things like that. So
Very smart. Yeah.
Very much smart. Asking people for their credit card early on.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.